Good morning. My guest this morning is Gretchen Giles, the former editor of The Bohemian. Good morning, Gretchen.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, delightful to have you. And I said former editor because you are now moving on to another project, which I think is just really exciting. It's the Made Local magazine.
That's right, Made Local. It's a new bi-monthly magazine. It's a nice glossy mag.
Oh, it's beautiful.
And, yeah, it is. We have it printed at Barlow in Sebastopol, so it's locally produced. And it's published by the Sonoma County Go Local Cooperative, which are, they're the engine behind the Made Local signs that you see in the markets
mm-hmm.
everywhere.
Right.
And actually, there's one on the front door here at KRCB
right.
as well. our mandate is to tell the story behind the Sonoma County Food Action Plan, which is a multi-pronged effort to connect Sonoma County residents with the marvelous food that we're growing and producing here in the county. And it's a very dry government document that was approved by the Board of Supervisors in 2012. Very earnest and well-meaning and, you know, important and terrific. But our job, my job and my great pleasure, is to illuminate those stories and really bring them to life and to focus on the people and efforts that go into the food action plan.
Well, the first thing that I noticed in looking at this current issue, Volume 1, Number 2,
mm-hmm.
is the wonderful stuff that's happening at the Barlow Center in Sebastopol.
Oh, my gosh. Aren't we lucky?
We really are.
I think the Barlow has turned out better than any of us could have hoped for. You know, when it was first going up, and I know I was concerned about traffic in that corner. You know, that's a very busy area. I haven't really experienced that. And what a pleasure just to park and leave the car behind and just wander through there and enjoy all of the different things that are there. It's so many great eateries, brand new. There's another brewery going in. It's just a fabulous place.
I heard lots of West County grumbling about the Barlow.
Did you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And when I went there to get signatures for a move to amend,
uh-huh.
and was so surprised, so pleasantly surprised at the whole ambiance of that place.
It really makes a great fit for us. And one of the exciting things that's been established there, of course, is the new community market, which very surprisingly, you know, has a butcher in
yes,
it.
Yes, I noticed that.
And that's Adam Parks from Victorian Farmstead. And he's really honored that they let him, because, you know, he said most of the employees are probably vegan, you know. And so he's actually started to do a Meatless Monday, in which he closes his butcher's shop, and they have grab and go, meat products in the cooler, but there's no actual butcher on
uh-huh.
that way. And he said he figures that way he can give the employees of Community Market a little bit of a break from the presence. But he actually is profiled in the newest issue because the cover story is about all these young people who are coming into butchery as a profession. It's so exciting to see young people embracing this ancient art and ensuring that we have access to food that was grown and raised within 25
right,
miles.
Right.
Now, as I was reporting this story, and it really just started out to be, hey, look at these cool young people. Of course, the whole Rancho thing happened with the slaughterhouse during the time I was working
right.
on the story.
Yes.
So I had to switch my story, even though that was the theme that was emerging even before the Rancho debacle, which is that we have all these great producers. Now we have this whole new cadre of wonderful butchers ready to give us the food, and we have no place to process the animals. And with Rancho closed, we particularly absolutely have no place right now. The closest is Modesto, which is going to impact the cost of our food.
Right.
So it's really an important thing that, I mean, you know, no one likes to talk about slaughterhouses, but
There they are.
You know, it has
right.
to, you know, they have to be operating for us to get our good meat.
Well, in the last 30 seconds, tell a little bit about the people who are engaged in local alcoholic beverage preparation.
Sure. We have a wonderful story also about the rise in new distilleries that are coming. There's Spirit Works Distillery in the Barlow, which specializes in gin and slow gin.
Slow gin.
And made from scratch. And that is something I learned while I was reporting that story, is that most of them aren't. And actually to have a distillery that works from scratch is very unusual as well. Mostly they take crap wine or crap vodka
uh-huh.
and turn it into something better. So that's wonderful. And then 1512 Distillery in Roanoke Park is a brand new one that specializes in rye. So I had a good time.
Oh, great. So how do people get Made Local magazine?
It is available at all local independent grocers in Sonoma County and Copperfields Books.
Excellent.
Yeah.
You're ready to go.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you for coming in, Gretchen. And thank you for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.